This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Governor John Bel Edwards appeared before the Senate Finance Committee Sunday, once again reminding lawmakers of the looming budget problem the state faces and the impact it could have, especially in health care. The state safety net hospitals, which are run by a private partner with state money, have seen their state funding cut over the last 2 years, and as of right now, aren't funded at all in next year's budget. Edwards says they're raising concerns.
I assured them this year we are committed to not cutting them again if we can fix the cliff.
Without a solution to the fiscal cliff, the state's partners in Lafayette and New Orleans have warned they're willing to terminate their contracts to run safety net hospitals. Katie Hebert is in charge of University Health and Clinics in Lafayette.
If we don't have funding July 1, we cannot fund UHC.
Leaving the state to take over the facility. These partnerships also help fund graduate medical education across Louisiana. Dr. Steve Nelson, dean of the LSU Medical School in New Orleans, says these are the hospitals where many residents get their clinical training.
It's the third and fourth years in your residency where you really learn how to be a doctor. That's where you learn how to take care of patients. And if there's no hospital, there's no format to do that.
Nelson says the continued budget uncertainty is causing students to reconsider going to medical school in Louisiana. 6 years ago, over 60% of Louisiana's pre-med students stayed in-state for med school. This year, that number dropped to 46%.
The education that my students and residents are getting now is the best it's ever been. And to lose this would be a tragedy.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.